ICQ, Monticello, Maine, the United States of America, the planet. You're listening to WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, the United States of America, the planet. Listening to WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, the United States of America, the planet. You are listening to WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, the United States of America. WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, the United States of America, the planet. You're listening to WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, the United States of America, the planet.
Free speech stations in America. WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, kittens and cats, mesdames et messieurs, et bienvenue to the Pirate Show, country music radio show, and old blues and R&B extravaganza. Here on a Thursday afternoon in the Hudson Valley.
On WHBW, 950 on your AM dial, and
for this first hour of what shall ever ensue,
on WBCQ, shortwave, 7490,
on your shortwave radio dial.
So we have covered there.
Not to mention,
or go on the website.
You can website whbw.net or .org or .com, whichever one
time makes you feel good.
They're all the same.
You can click on a little listen online
and listen that way too.
I think we have pretty much almost everything covered there.
I did get that call from the roundhouse.
You know the
roundhouse. Get ready for that train set coming up in
20 minutes to 5.
Hank Gross is still convalescing, and again, we
send him our best. And we hope to see him back here soon.
Or at least hear him back here soon.
How that
works. And let's see, stacks and stacks of... Screaming hot 78 RPM wax. The platters that mattered is in for you this afternoon. Well, yeah, we'll do that too.
Yeah.
So, with all of that said, I think that guy needs to give us a little squawk on the saxophone there. Oh, give us a squawk. Now. Thank you. That just wouldn't be the same without that.
Nor with that record.
Kind of neat. Anyway, the weather's kind of gorgeous, and
they're done. They're out of here.
What is all this
stop making noise in this room. Wait a minute here. That sounds like a blast.
Take care of this. Okay, folks, that's a little bit better.
It sounded like it was on an assembly line or something. No. At any rate. let's see. What a mess. Oh, yeah, that can apply to so many things. So we've got a lot of nasty news for the past week or so. I mean, the nastiness, the meanness quotient seems to have gone up by an order of magnitude or two, or maybe even three, between what's going on between the Israelis and the Palestinians, and at least we kind of thumb our own chests here and kind of feel like we're really cool at what's going on our common border with Mexico. Brings this feeling of just utter meanness into sharp focus. We have people screaming at children. There's one congressman, actually, that got involved in this demonstration, started screaming at kids on a bus, but then he realized that they were kids just going to a YMCA kind of a thing. it's like, guys, can you stop the hatred for just an easy teensy little bit? These are kids we're talking about. Kids. Yes, none of these far-right wackos have had the courage to actually walk up to one of those kids and say the awful, nasty, hurtful things that they are so in command of to their faces. That hasn't happened, at least to my knowledge. Maybe it has, or maybe it will. But for God's sake, these are children. And they are victims of a policy that, guess who created? Why is Central and South America in a mess? Well, it's because of all the stuff that we've done there, going back to United Fruit and the whole mess. So we have this insanely ridiculous and absurd war on drugs, which is tearing everything apart. Not that it has to always be phrased in terms of war. It's a war on drugs. Send in the Navy. That'll do it. And we, of course, know how effective that would be.
Oh, it is. And has been.
The war on drugs was modeled on prohibition. And can you actually believe at one time people actually drank alcohol? There was stuff called wine, beer, and whiskey. And people used to drink this stuff. And isn't that amazing? And then this prohibition came along and it was over. So then we came up with the war on drugs. We'll say the same thing. Do you realize that at one time people actually smoked marijuana and snorted cocaine and smoked opium and did all this stuff? Actually, that happened once, and then we had the war on drugs, and poof! It's all gone and over. It's so effective these policies are. They really work so well. Can you blame the government for keeping it up? So we have, through this, destroyed the economy and the whole social nature of what's going on in Central and South America because of the violent drug cartels that care nothing about nothing but money. Surprise, Kelsa Breeze. And children are being caught, literally, in crossfire. Adults, too. They are forced into becoming members of gangs that they really don't want to become members of, and they want to get out because they want a better life. So they come to the United States of America. You know, give me your poor, your wretched, your huddled masses. Where's that come from? Is that just some poet that just... No, it's on the base of the Statue of Liberty. And we hurl epithets at them and tell them to go home. Effectively, go home and die. Get shot by some gang member. Get raped, get beaten, get killed. Go home and do that. Don't bother us here. All the milk of human kindness never ceases to amaze me. Well, how much further are we going to go with this? Groups that are saying, oh, we've got to do it ourselves. We have the government taking too long. Every second one of these kids stands on a single square centimeter of American soil is just an affront to these people. They can't stand it. That's driving them crazy. They're breathing air that some of these guys might have breathed. I don't know what it is, but there's just hatred. Let go of it. These are children, just like your own. Would you want your kids to be treated that way? Every time I see it, it makes me sick. Yeah, it's a problem, and yes, we have to have a solution for it, and of course, curse the thought, maybe one of the best ways to solve this problem is to eliminate the policies that have led to its creation. What a novel idea. Do you think that could ever get anywhere in Washington? And I doubt it. All these guys can do is scream and yell and maintain a stance of doing absolutely nothing about anything, criticizing President Obama when he tries. It's just about maintaining the status quo of nothing. So he tries to do something, well, now they're going to sue him. This will really fix everything, won't it? Dumb, idiotic ideas I've ever heard of in my life. That one really takes the cake. Some have even spoken of impeachment. And mark my words, if the Republicans get control of the Senate this November, that will happen. Because as much as they hate these children coming across the southern border, they hate President Obama too. Hate is the common denominator of this whole movement. Anyway, I'm a minute and a half past the amount of time I prefer to take on commentaries. We haven't had any for the past couple of days, so I guess I want to run out on it, but that's how I feel. Time for some music here on the Pirate Show Country Music Radio Show, an old blues and R&B extravaganza. Little Idaho Red.
True story of a traveling man. He has a reputation all across the land. With a through haul special on a GMC, he can haul a bigger load than the robber did. And he gets to Sacramento about 5 o'clock. The motor starts to hum and down his path. And he shakes it up to Denver in a cloud of dust.
Battle and Elko Wells and Salt Lake Doobies. Was a burned up liver in the steamboat springs. And he in Denver when the curfew rings.
Idaho Red, we in the daylight. Idaho Red, watching you and Rob. Highway 40 main line, driving with a gal that ever called his mom. He has a little patient with the Dyson cars, and he gets an hour old at the Denver yard. It's the Kansas City and for old St. Lou, cause he has a little date with a gal in Omadoo.
Slime and rust, so Selena Jackson said, Manhattan, Topeka, and OKC. At Boonville and Columbia, he's a rolling freight, and he makes the Mississippi at a quarter to eight.
Idaho Red, wheeling and a dealer. Red, watch your wheel and roll. Highway 40 main line, driving with a gal that ever called his mom. He goes to Indianapolis for a brand new load. He checks her at Columbus and he hits the road. His final destination is the Eastern Shore, but he's bound to stay a day or two in Baltimore.
Things of Cambridge, Cleveland, Uniontown, Cumberland, Hagerstown, and Frederick, too. When he gets to Wilmington, he's feeling fine, because he knows Atlantic City is the end of the line.
Idaho Red, wheeling out of Dillon. Idaho Red, watch me run Highway 40 main line, drive away the
Yeah.
Won't you drive me, honey, by my company? For I tell you, baby, ain't nobody come ride me. Now when I quit, I can't resist your call. And when I want you, I will call you. I'm hungry, tired, my arms. You may be contented with your salary. But I tell you, honey, I can't nobody come right me.
Let's go back to 1935. for Tommy Gillespie and his Clam Bake 7 with Edith Wright on a Skoll Victor 78.
You gotta tell us that that
music goes round and round, just like the record.
Take it away.
Build one of these modern houses. It's the prettiest thing that ever you did see. Great big thing with a whole lot of different rooms in it. He says, come on, let me take you through the house and show you the different rooms and what they're for. I said, all right. So we started in and he says, now this here's the bedroom. Well, I can see that. There's beds around in it. He says, you see that bed over there in the corner? He says, that's a fine old bed and it's worth a lot of money. Why, he says that bed goes back to Louis the 14th. Well, I said we got one over at the house that goes back to Sears Roebuck the 15th. 15th is all I got. He said I have to go out and cut a little stone wood, so you go ahead and look over the house yourself. I got the one in the house. active man, I come across a little room that I don't think they aim for me fine. It's sort of shelled off like they're ashamed of it, but I found it just in time, and it is the prettiest thing you ever seen. A horse soft in there, the prettiest thing you ever seen. And over on the side there, sticking on the wall, there was a little white bowl-like thing with a couple of spouts on it. Now, it is to wash your face in, but it wasn't no spout. It had a hole in the bottom of it, and the water had run right out. Just fancy you put it in there, finally I stuck a corn cob down in it, and then it was all right. Well, then over on the other side was the prettiest thing of all. It set about 2 feet high, and it is to wash your feet in. But it is the handiest thing. You could wash one foot, jerk a little lever, and get some clean water for this foot. Yes, sir. It had two lids on. One right on top of each other, just like that. Well, sir, I didn't know why it had two lids until I raised that top one up, and the bottom one was might near four out. It had a big hole wore clear through it. Well, sir, I took them off and put it in my suitcase and took them home with me, and Mom made the prettiest breadboard out of that top one you ever seen. My picture in the oven. 15 days is all I got.
Mama, sad and cry. papa scolded me. My mama said and cried. Said I had too many women for any little boy my size. The women make a fool out of me. When I'm in the parlor, the girls think it's a treat. For even in the winter time, they sign off the heat. The women make a fool. My neck. When I take a gal out to dinner, she hangs around my neck. She always pays the taxes. She even pays the check. The women make a fool out of me. The elderly, elderly, elderly.
Rogers Blue Yodel number 13. Blue Yodel. That on a Montgomery Ward 78. It was recorded on, let's see. The A side or the B side? This is the A side. So that was recorded on the 18th of May. 1933 in New York City, just a few days before he passed away. On an RCA Victor 78, we heard from Zeke Manners and his band, with Zeke doing the vocal refrain, with the Fat Man Blues, written by Bill Cahan and Zeke Manners. 18, Red Label Variety, 78. Everybody's Grandpa, Grandpa Jones and His Grandchildren. 15 cents is all I got. Elvie Riggins getting the writer's credit. And on a scroll, Victor 78 from 1935. Hit to number one. 4 or 5 weeks on the pop chart. Tommy Dorsey and his Clam Bake 7, Edith Wright doing the vocal chores. The music goes round and round. Hodgson, Farley, and Watt getting the writer's credit on that one. Now, let us do this, and then we get back to the music here on The Pirate Show, country music radio show, and old blues and R&B extravaganza. Right here at the best station in the nation, the hits spot on your dial, etc. WHBW.
Have you reviewed your life insurance policy recently? Are you sure you have the right amount and type of insurance? If you are not sure, you should contact Hodgkin's Agency at 845-790-8700 or at www.hodgkinsagency.com for a no-obligation quote. Fred Hodgkin's is a chartered life underwriter and a chartered financial consultant. retired from Northwestern Mutual Life after more than 30 years.
Rice's agency has access to over 30 insurance companies and can provide information on Medicare, supplemental plans, and long-term care insurance. That's the Hoskins Agency at 316 Main Street in Poughkeepsie and on the web on www.hoskinsagency.com, or you can call them at 845-790-8070. That's 845-790-8070.
Well, it's been said that this is the world's most recorded song. I don't know if that's still true. I heard that back in the 90s. But it still could be. Here's Bessie Smith with Louis Armstrong. And, Fred Longshaw on the harmonium with the St. Louis Blues on Columbia Flag 78.
Tennessee walk. Only you know how much Thank you. 15,000 Hillbilly Series, Darby and Tarleton, in Birmingham town. Recorded on a Tuesday, the 5th of April, 1927, in Atlanta, Georgia. On a score, 78, the Trumpeteers, with the Babylon Fall. I don't have the recording date on this, just from the label artwork, it kind of looks like late 40s, early 50s. On a Columbia Red Label 78, Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain Boys with their version of the Tennessee Waltz. This one hit number 12 on the country chart. Now, that song, I got the books out here just to open up. This one isn't going to have it. We can. This was the song that was recorded a lot. And we're going to Tennessee Waltz, Pee Wee King. Hit number 30 on the pop chart in 1948 with it. Patti Page, of course, number 1 in 1950. Guy Lombardo, number 6 in 1951. Les Paul and Mary Ford hit number 6 on the pop chart in 1951. Joe Stafford, number 7 on the pop chart in 1951. Spike Jones, that song kind of needed Spike Jones, I'd say, in many respects. Spike Jones hit 13
in 1951 was that.
Also in 1951, the Fontaine Sisters hit number 20, and Anita O'Day hit 24
in 1951.
Now, let's just check out over here. And tell you.
Okay, I'll hit that in a second.
Here we go. Now.
Let's see.
Tennessee Waltz. Cowboy Copas hit number 3 on the country chart in 1948. Pee Wee King, also number 3 on the country chart in 1948. Roy Acuff won this play.
This is the world famous WBCQ Monticello, Maine, USA.
So, basically the whole world has banned this crap?
Yeah, but not the U.S. It's okay for you.
Because the FDA is there.
GMOs have been banned in a lot of countries.
Well, the FDA is there to protect you. So, you know, that's why you're allowed
that's
to...
That's why we have flame retardant.
What do you call that, when you just burst into flames?
Yeah.
We can't have that. That's not good.
Spontaneous combustion.
Yep, and they're there to protect you from that.
Pardon me while I burst into flames.
Yeah, you should be thankful that they're there to protect you by feeding that stuff. Well, we're going to have to do another hour for me to get to my list here.
Is that all it's about?
That is what it's about. Yes, because I'm getting through this list and it's going to take another hour.
Another hour? Just for your list?
The way it's going, yeah. Anyway. We got to go for right now, but we'll be back in a few minutes, so everybody stay tuned. At least I'll be back. Maybe Melissa's got somewhere else to go or something else to do.
You got your list today, Bob. Stay around. Listen for a list.
Oh, okay, good. Then you'll be quiet when you do that,
right?
Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes, folks.
Increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currencies and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. There's a discount gold and silver trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Brian can be easily here with my co-host, Dr. Pattis, where we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And for most Thursdays, we have our interview with James Corbett of the Corbett Report.